As Uganda prepares to mark the Women's Day on March 8th, the Uganda Revenue Authority organized a special conference for women in West Nile to discuss issues that affect them in business. The conference was held under the theme Beyond the Tax Returns, Comply and Thrive at Tropical Suites Hotel in Yarua City on Thursday. The conference also featured discussions on financial literacy, taxation policies, and how women-led businesses can leverage tax incentives for sustainable growth. Sanyu Claire, the Stakeholders Relations Officer, Uganda Revenue Authority, Northern Uganda, says it is important they appreciate and empower businesswomen in the region.
Women are the epitome of this nation. Without women, we will probably not have a more progressive nation like Uganda. However, many of us do not know how to go about the dynamics of a growing business. So today was a perfect day for us. Each of them adds value to national development by paying their taxes or by doing something in terms of partnership with another business partner. Over 200 women, we interacted with them. We're also having a lot of emphasis on partnership, on collaboration, information sharing, coming closer to our clients so that you hear from them what their pains, you get feedback from them about how URIA is performing its work, and it helps us to correct.
Similarly, Oyer Gyu Teddy Josephine, the Supervisor Customs Uganda Revenue Authority West Nile Field Services, says the conference provided an opportunity for the women to share their experiences and challenges.
Initiatives undertaken was to support women come into groups. In these groups, they form trading blocks, cooperative, women-headed business groups. The executive members and leaders of these groups over time have been offered training in record keeping, business registration, which they go back and share with their members. Even at the conference, there was a specific time slotted to help the women appreciate and take them through what processes they need, what documents they need to perform in order to register their business, formalize it, so that they do not only look at it as a means to pay taxes, but also the benefits that comes with formalizing businesses.
The police spokesperson, West Nile Sub-Region Josephine Anguchia, commended Uganda Revenue Authority for the initiative, saying she gained a lot of knowledge and tips on how to thrive in business amid tax compliance. Akelo Betty Otekat, the resident city commissioner Arua, challenges both the business women and the URI officials to make use of her office to resolve any disagreements on tax compliance.
If you want to have a secure and a long-lasting business, then you must be a compliant woman on paying your taxes. I want once again to appreciate URIA for organizing this engagement